everybody.
Good morning.
Happy June. Let's start with the roll call, please.
Governor Pat Quinn, Secretary Schneider, Chair Wolf.
Here.
Director Bink.
Here.
Director Darcy.
Here.
Director Gonzalez.
Here.
Director Peterson.
Here.
Director Reddick.
Here.
Director Sweeney.
Here.
Director Towns.
Here.
Director White.
Here.
Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you very much. I have cards here from four people who want to make public comment. I understand there may be a fifth coming, so we really are eager to hear from people. We also hope that you will respect the time, but we do have a number of people who want to speak this morning. So say whatever you want, and we will have questions, but remember there are others who want to speak as well. Also, I will remind you that we are on camera, and that's being broadcast live on the computer, so your friends and family can see you, and you also will be immortalized that way. So let's start with Dan Johnson. Hi, Dan, how are you? If you wouldn't mind coming up to the podium. Thank you. Yep. Just introduce yourself, if you would.
Thank you, Chair Wolf. My name is Dan Johnson. I'm with the Midwest High Speed Rail Association. I appreciate the opportunity to address you before with your progressive policy to allow public comment before each meeting, so thank you for this opportunity. Just briefly, I wanted to spend about 60 seconds thanking the Tollway for your studious neutrality. Last year, there is, as you're aware, a new law giving the Tollway Authority the ability to build, maintain, operate, and finance railroad tracks in addition to new roads. And I appreciate Director LaFleur and Chair Wolf's, as I said, studious neutrality and engagement during that legislative process last year. I'd only ask the policymakers of the board to consider, as you're deciding how to develop a transportation policy for Northeastern Illinois, to recall that you do have a new authority to lay new railroad tracks, just as you build a road and you pay for it by drivers paying a toll. You now have the ability to build new tracks and pay for it by train operators, either Amtrak or Metro or private rail operator or a freight operator, paying a toll to use those tracks. So as you think about what our region needs, I'd ask you only to consider using this new authority under your power to build new railroad tracks. So with that, I appreciate the opportunity to address this board and let you get on to your business. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions from any of the board members? I would just like to point out that Mr. Johnson is the opposite of studious neutrality. we really appreciate the opportunity to be studiously neutral, but you are a fabulous advocate, and we know how strongly you feel about these things and appreciate and look forward to your continuing commitment and comment and gentle prodding to make sure that rail becomes an important part of the transportation system in Northeastern Illinois.
It's very kind. Thank you, Chair Wolf.
And you can take longer than 30 seconds or 60 seconds.
Okay.
I didn't mean to be too heavy.
Hopefully it won't take too long. Yeah, good morning. My name is Steve Mosley, and I'm an employee of Xerox Corporation. As you may know, we bid on the Customer Service Center and Violation Processing System contract that's being voted on today. I hope that the board does not perceive my comments as simply sour grapes or an attempt to bash our competition. That is not the case, as we believe Accenture is a reputable company and we have a lot of respect for them. Although we're sure that the evaluation committee did a thorough job of evaluating and scoring the bids that were submitted, we believe that the process did not adequately score or weight the value of references in the United States. That is to say, the value of a system that has been proven in tolling agencies in the United States. The board should be aware that the system being recommended for award today has not been installed in a single tolling agency in the United States. Should the board go forward with this, with the recommendation, the Illinois Tollway will be the first tolling agency in the United States to implement this system. Sometimes it's good to be an early adopter and to be on the leading edge, also known as the bleeding edge for a reason. We believe that that is not the case here. This is complicated software that must incorporate over 6,300 functional and technical requirements to a tolling-specific environment. It takes time to validate such a complex system. For example, the Xerox back office platform is the evolution and result of over 20 years of operation in some of the largest tolling agencies in the United States. This is an important decision that the tollway is likely to live with for the next 10 years. 8 years ago, the Illinois Tollway, largely the predecessors to the folks in this room, awarded a contract to the lowest priced supplier with a relatively unproven back office platform. The tollway has lived with the pain that resulted from that decision for many years. Our question is simple. Why would the nation's largest tolling agency, processing some 2.5 million transactions per day and collecting $1 billion in revenue a year, take the unnecessary risk of implementing a critical business system that has not been proven in tolling production environments in the United States? We respectfully request that the board table this award until the board has adequate time to evaluate the risk of implementing an unproven system. Thank you.
Thank you. And I think I will not ask for comment or question because we're in a procurement process here, which I think may have other steps, so we probably don't want to have a discussion in the open board meeting about this, unless my lawyer tells me differently.
We also do, I think, have a presentation, do we not?
Yes.
So, you know, some of the issues or things that were raised here can be addressed there as well.
Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate it, Mr. Wilson. Vince Winkler. Good morning.
Hi, my name is Vince Winkler, Winkler's Tree Service. And my daughter has a truck towed here for Alfaro Trucking here on May 30th. Fellow showed up with three trucks. Now we were off to the side. We had our own people showing up. Total bill for about 5 hours work. It was $8,700. There was no accident involved. None. We were off the side of the road. Your people pushed my guy who was on the scene first away. He says, we're handling this. Now, I'm not quite sure, but I've never been towed by the tow, you know, before in all the years I've been in business. So $8,700 came out to $553 a man hour. Second tow, they adjusted the bill. They said, oh, Vince, we goofed up. $5,100 comes out to $773 a man hour. It's pretty good money. I don't make that kind of money. Truckers don't make that kind of money. We had Bristol Towing coming out. He told us the whole bill would have been $1,200 at the worst. At the worst. We broke down on 290, 94 interchange. Was a load of mulch. We unloaded it at your yard. At that time, the tow was over. Linmar Towing did not have the, process. The guy goes, do you have money to pay me in cash? Driver goes, how much is it? He goes, $9,500. Guy goes, I'm a little light right now. So we have to drive 20.5 miles from your facility to Morton Grove with the semi truck because he couldn't process it. Then we clicked our heels, I did anyway, for another hour and a half. An hour and a half while he decided he was going to make up the bill. In the meantime, he's yelling and screaming and about the rudest person I've ever met in my life. Then he hands me the bill. It's $8,700. And I give him my credit card because he says, if you don't pay me now, I'm going to put it in storage and I'm going to charge you more. So, okay, I guess I got to pay you. Well, I'm walking out. Now, they put a set of dollies underneath this trailer, okay? Set of dollies, which it didn't need, but anyway, set of dollies underneath the trailer. He could have taken them off at the tollway place, or he could have dropped them at Bristol towing, which was a mile and a half down the road. But he didn't. This guy did everything he could to pad a bill. And I didn't even ask him to tow the truck. So this is what you have out there. I mean, this guy is just $8,700. I got to ask you people, how long would it take you to save $8,700? Quite a while, I would think. And you're, this guy comes, what, 5 hours? Then he brings flatbed trucks to a semi-tow. Anybody, what are you going to use a flatbed truck for towing a semi? I ask you, what could you possibly use a flatbed truck towing a semi? I don't think you could use one because they don't make them that big. They just don't make them that big. At least I haven't seen them. Then, as I'm walking out of Lynn Mar with my $8,700 bill, and they still haven't lifted the dollies from underneath the truck, which they didn't need, by the way, I notice there's a dolly charge of $450 for dolly damage. Now, this is before I got the bill. This is before it's lifted from underneath the truck, because the guy was so worried about getting his money that he wouldn't take it off until he was paid. Now, nobody's that good. $450 damage? He didn't even have the dollies off. How did he know there was $450 damage there? I ask you. This is what you're dealing with. Now, I'm not probably the first person that has said this. But I'm probably the first person you've heard about it from. Also, then he put down, he unloaded the trailer. I got a bill. Now this is going out cracking out at $1,000-some an hour. He unloaded the trailer. Recovery. He didn't recover anything. We unloaded the trailer. We drove the truck out there. Should I send him a bill for that? I don't know. I'm kind of, you know, not too smart of a guy when it comes to this. But all I know is when I assist in his recovery, I should assist in the, you know, the billing. So this is what's going on out there. Your people pulled my guy off that tow. Bristol Towing. You've seen him. Guy's been around for like 50 years. I've used him for 35. The pictures show we were off well within our, you know, for him to tow it. Well within the means. He gave us no prices, no nothing, except I am Tony Lundeen and I have the contract for the towing here. So let me ask you this. If I gave you a bill, a tree fell on your house, and I showed up with all of my unnecessary equipment, say my semis, loaders, this, aerial buckets, 20 guys, because the tree fell on your house. And then I sent a guy up there with a ladder, a little saw, throws it through the chipper. Would you feel good about that? $11,000. I'd say, well, I have the contract. And it's all totally unnecessary. So let me ask you that. If I did that to you, would you be happy? But this is what you're putting up with. Then also, as far as this billing goes, then you knock it down to $5,000. Well, what does that tell you? If Winkler's Tree Service did a job for the tollway right now, I trimmed your trees out there, took care of your grounds, gave you a bill for $8,700, and you came up to me and said, Vince, I think this is too high. And I put down $5,100. Would you say, you know, Winkler's Tree Service was overbilling you? And better yet, would you ever use Winkler's Tree Service again? We have enough problems as individuals in the trucking business anyway. And this fella just seems... Now, I can't be the only one.
like I said, that has experienced this.
Well, Mr. Winkler, as you said, you are the first person we've heard from, and we appreciate that.
Well, you know, the only person,
So it's good to have this come to our attention. I don't know if
anybody wants to contact me, please do.
Yeah, well, let me just make sure who's the right person to follow up on this.
Well, we'll have, definitely, you know, we don't want to think that people are being gouged. John Bendis' unit is the one that oversees these contracts. Obviously, we have a vested interest in removing any wreckage or stalled vehicles from the road quickly, but we don't want to see customers being gouged.
I had another unfortunate incident. A truck went over in Monique. A Crochel fella, who I don't know, from Adam, came up, pictures, he uprighted the truck, towed it to a place. The bill was $1,800. He physically took the truck up. This guy's bill is $5,100 for putting a set of dollies underneath it, which is illegal in your tow system.
Well, we will have somebody look at it, and I apologize personally if people were rude to you. The other question of how it was billed and all of that we'll work through with John's unit, but there's no excuse for people being rude to anybody.
Well, there's no excuse for just being, you know, bills like this.
Yeah, and we will also make sure that, I think we have your contact information, follow up with you, and you'll know what the resolution is. We'll report back to the board on what the resolution was, but we'll also let you know. It's troubling to hear. Thank you for coming.
Appreciate it. Thank you. I also had James Rowland.
Bromlin,
sorry.
Thank you.
Hi there, my name is James Bromlin. I'm the president of Fremont Concrete Corporation in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I also own a large part of Alfaro Trucking here in Chicago. Mr. Winkler is pretty upset over the whole thing. He's the one I called when I had the accident on the tollway. If you just give me a minute, I'll run through it quick, and then I got a call from one of my drivers. He said, I'm in trouble. I'm on the side of the expressway. I said, where are you at? He told me where he was at, like the 294, 290 kind of thing over there. I said, all right. I called Bristol Towing right away. A gentleman named Wally from Bristol Towing came, and he called me on my cell phone, and I saved the call. He said, you better get over here right away. The toll agent kicked me off and said, I said, well, are we blocking traffic or something? He goes, no, you're outside of the road. He goes, but the tollway guy here just basically told me to get in my truck and leave. And I said, okay, no problem, I'm on my way. So I get over there. As soon as I get over there, there's lines of tow trucks everywhere. And I was like, wow. And as soon as I walked up, a gentleman walks up to me and says, are you the owner? I said, I'm one of them. He goes, how are you paying for this? I said, credit card, I guess, you know, kind of like, you know. And he's like, fine, that'll work. And then I talked to the police officer that was there on site, and I said to the police officer, I said, is there any way, I my towing company's just as big, and they're closer, and I have an account, and I just kind of trust them a little more. And the officer said, I don't have a problem with it. And the tollway guy was like, no, that ain't happening. And then this Lindmar Towing came up, and literally, I swear to God, was pointing at the officer and saying, I have the contract for the tollway. This is my land. I got it. I'm like, what the hell is kind of wrong with this guy, you know? So anyways, they towed my truck a mile, okay, off the interstate. And once they towed the truck off the interstate, we were in your yard over there off of, like, Cermak. And I said, okay, now I'm off the interstate. Can my truck come in and get it? And the guy's like, no, this is mine. I have the contract. I'm like, God, okay, you know, this is going to hurt, you know, this bill. And just then a tow truck pulled in with lunch, and the guy comes over, this Tony from Lindmar Towing comes over, and with the police officer and your tollway guy, and he says to the cop, and he kind of like taps him, he's like, just so you know, I bought lunch for everybody, so come on guys, come on over and have lunch. I'm thinking, God, I'm going to be like raped on this bill, you know? So anyways, he wouldn't let my truck move, even though I was off the highway in the yard, and I offered to bring in flatbed trucks, whatever, from like Bristol or O'Hare, I know them both, to come and please take my truck and get it away from these clowns. They kind of wouldn't let me do it. Anyways, he towed my truck another 20 miles back because I couldn't pay him on the spot. Once my truck was towed back, actually it wasn't towed, my driver drove the thing back to their shop. When that happened, and I had to call Mr. Winkler because I know him down here, and I know he's got, don't mean to sound bad, he's got enough money where he can walk in and help me if he needs to. My truck was at their yard in Morton Grove. We unhooked the truck. The trailer is what had the problem. All this work, this $8,500 bill, another towing company came and got my trailer and towed it over 100 miles for like $900, and I got the bill for it. They tow me 1 mile, and I get an $8,000 bill. Another company tows it like 90 miles. Something ain't right. Not only that, but this Linmar Towing kept telling me, you should claim it with your insurance. You should claim it with your insurance. I mean, the guy was just, I own a couple companies. I don't mean to sound bad, but the guy's a scumbag. You guys got to do something about this. Please. I mean, just look into it or something, you know. And I got, I'm sure the police officer will tell you, hey, you know, the guy was trying to buy us lunch, and I mean, I'll testify to any of it that these people are, they're giving you guys a bad name. Thank you.
Well, again, we appreciate your coming, and these are the kinds of things we want to know about. We want to try to get to the bottom of it and improve it. I know it takes time out of your life to come. And
it's okay.
I think these are two separate incidents.
Separate incidents.
Mr. Winkler.
Yeah, I had to call him to come. Wilson had $9,000 that could.
These are two different, separate days, separate incidents.
I own it along with his daughter.
He has a truck.
Same accident.
This was the same truck. You were helping him out.
He came with the bill for me.
It's his $8,500 bill at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
I see. Okay, I misunderstood. Thank you. Any other questions, Paul?
Can we get the case?
Marley.
We've got the same.
Okay. Any other questions on this?
Thank you.
Okay, and I had thought there might be two other people coming, but I don't see them, so we will proceed. Let's move then to the chair section of the agenda. You've received the minutes in advance. And are there any questions or comments on either the board meeting or the executive session minutes of May 23rd? Okay, may I have a motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, the minutes have been approved. Thank you. Let's do the committee reports. We had finance and administration and operations. Who would start?
Sure. Finance committee met last week on June 19th. We had a lengthy and thorough discussion on quite a few items. Finance presented one item, renewal of the commercial banking services contract with Bank of America for a period of 1 year, and that's, I think, the last of the five-year, one-year renewals. Anticipated cost is about $380,000. The contract was procured and administered by the state of Illinois' treasurer's office, who is the custodian for the tollway banking activity. Mike Kelch is going to provide an update today, as he did at the finance committee last week, on the proposed 2013 refunding bond issues, which is pretty volatile. If you're following the markets recently, it's been pretty interesting and how we're being impacted. Mike's going to go into more detail about that here shortly. Procurement presented three items which were approved. An award of a CFS contract for Towway to purchase 11 medium and heavy duty trucks. Two renewals of Towway RFPs for an automated vehicle locating system, which is software maintenance. We monitor the snow plows and where everybody is on the system. Also, the 999 Motorist Assistance Program services was renewed. It's under review, and we share the cost 50-50 with IDOT with that. Engineering provided the committee an update on initial repairs done to secure the Balmoral Bridge after a truck damaged the beam on June 3rd over in Rosemont. A video of the effort to remove the damaged beam will be shown here today, and John's going to give a presentation again here shortly also. The chief engineer presented 21 items that were placed on today's consent agenda. Two land acquisition items will be discussed in executive session later today. 13 construction contracts were presented, of which 9 are located on the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway, I-90. In general, the tollway continues to obtain good bids. They're coming in lower than the engineer's estimates. So far, so good. The first two construction contracts, the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Corridor, were included in this group of items also. Gustavo, Chief of Diversity and Strategic Development, has evaluated and granted a front end DVE waiver on these two noise wall contracts, which are the initial ones. To date, there have been few DVE waivers granted, and all other items presented have committed to our goals. Four professional service contracts were presented. These services were selected from professional service bulletin 13-1. There was a very large response from the engineering community on this bulletin. There were 126 firms submitted, 540 statements of interest on 23 items. Four firms were disqualified, and two the reasons were disclosure form not submitted and not pre-qualified with IDOT. Selection results were as follows. Four DVE firms were selected as primes. Four proposals included full mentor-protege commitments, and four had informal mentor-protege commitments also. The total estimated fee for this bulletin is approximately $91 million, and of this amount, $55.6 million was committed to DVE firms, which is approximately 61%. There were three supplements to professional service contracts were presented along with one final release retainage. It was noted that supplements continue to represent a small portion of the overall spending of the professional services. I believe it's 0.5%.
Less than half of 1%
over the last 5 years. We discussed. One construction final release retainage was presented, and as mentioned, the two land acquisition items will be discussed in executive session later today. Legal presented three items in open session and one in exec, the combination litigation settlement proposal. We will briefly address that litigation again in today's exec. First item is an IGA with the Kane County Forest Reserve District in connection with the tollway's removal and replacement of the I-90 bridge over the Fox River. Tollway will replace the pedestrian bridges that are being taken down. In exchange, the Forest Reserve is providing various assistance to the tollway during this project. Second item is an IGA with the Village of New Lenox. We're going to combine two IGAs. There were two prior IGAs with the Village. One was a New Lenox commitment in 96 to provide a $1.5 million local contribution as part of the I-355 extension work. A second was in 2002, IGA, part of which called for the tollway to construct an access road for New Lenox. And there has been ongoing discussion about the timing and cost of such work. This IGA will cause New Lenox to settle a $1.5 million obligation. With the tollway, New Lenox then agreeing to pay the remaining amount of $546,000 promptly after executing this IGA. The last IGA, the third item, was with the Federal Highway Administration as part of the tollway's work to perform self-assessment during Moon, Illinois, to determine the social, economic, and environmental outcomes from its construction activities. The FHWA was awarded a grant up to $150,000 to assist the tollway with this analysis by assessing an assessment tool that FHWA is offering to certain transportation agencies nationwide in appropriate projects to study.
Okay, thank you. We'll take up most of those items on the consent agenda, and then some that hadn't been on the consent agenda we'll take separately, and then some in executive session. But are there any questions prior to that? Okay, we have strategic planning, so Director Wiseman.
Good morning. Strategic Planning Committee met on June 19th, and we initially talked about those items on our work plan that would be taken up over the next several months. Those include customer and user surveys, freight accommodation planning, multimodal planning, and environmental and sustainability policy. Those will be on our menu for the next few months. In terms of customer surveys, staff will be working with contractors to get some surveys out there that would help us understand what users of the future Elgin O'Hare Western Access project, as well as the 53-120 project, how they view different possibilities in terms of tolling. You know, with the 53-120 project has some unique elements, a lower speed limit, things like that. So we want to develop a good understanding of what people find acceptable, what elements they might find problematic in terms of using these new systems. And just try to make sure that we understand the optimal mix of services and costs. In the freight planning, freight accommodation area, we are working, as everyone knows, the trucking industry has a very large share of the revenues that come to the tollway. They have unique concerns and situations. We want to make sure that we're accommodating their needs as we move into the future. And so we are talking with them to try to identify their future needs and try to be as accommodating as possible. One of the items that's already in place, or will be in place very shortly, is a new online overweight, over-dimension permit application system. It's an online system which will make the process of getting those permits much simpler and probably a much shorter timeline as well. So that's just one area that we're accommodating the freight industry. In terms of environmental sustainability planning, there is a new standard, one might say, that is called INVEST. It's Infrastructure Voluntary Evaluation Sustainability Tool. And it's kind of a brother to the LEEDS or LEED program in the building industry, etc. And we're looking to understand what's involved with that. We're looking to try to meet the elements of that program and become as progressive as possible in terms of being sustainable as we go forward. The main discussion, I think, really was around our interchange policy, and particularly the tolling aspect that would result from developing new interchanges or completing half interchanges throughout the system. I-90 has a number of proposed interchanges that will be coming up pretty shortly, and we'll see those throughout our system going forward as well. And some of the changes that have occurred over the years that make it a little time to review our approach to those, as we've had a conversion to open road tolling, which obviously has created change, consolidation of toll plazas in some instances, removal of toll plazas in some cases as well, and again, as I said, the building of new interchanges on the Elgin O'Hare Western Access as well. So there have been some changes, and I think we need to make sure that we're keeping up with change and creating policies that make sense in the new context. And that is what we're about. We had an initial conversation, very interesting, a little complex in some ways in terms of different possible tolling strategies and their upside, their downsides, and we're early in that discussion. But as I think, as we develop a little bit more definition to those and perhaps a little more preference as a committee, that we'll report back to the full group on that and get your input as well. So that would conclude my report. Thank you. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer.
Any questions or comments? I just wanted to underscore the last point that Director Reisner made. I think this is going to be a really interesting process to think about how the tolling system is going to work. We appreciate Rocco's leadership and look forward to the leadership of the Strategic Planning Committee and really thinking through what kinds of information the whole board needs to be able to make sound decisions or to have good judgment and discussion about this. And it will, we have two new projects that we'll be working on, so that will be a challenge, but an interesting one. Anything else on committee reports? I just had three other quick things to say. I would like to welcome back Christy Wolfler, who I think is going to bring us James to meet after the board meeting, so I want to compliment her on producing a baby and for coming back and for still being awake, but also for the wonderful team she's put together. As you, all of you who know Christy, would know, she was not completely out of touch, but she did exercise great self-discipline, more than I had expected, and her team really just filled in and did a fabulous job. I want to particularly thank Mike Stone for the work that he did.
Excellent job.
You can tell from the board meeting and the materials that nobody missed a beat. We got an awful lot of stuff going on, so congratulations and welcome back, and thank you. We look forward to seeing James. Second is, I just also want to underscore how much there is going on. If you had been at the committee meetings or look at the board material, we just got a lot of stuff moving, and I want to compliment everybody on how well it seems to be going, knock on wood, and to congratulate you and thank you for all the hard work that's going into that. We know there is some customer delay possibly, and we know we hear about that individually when we go out and as a board, and I just want to underscore the importance that everybody here is working to make sure that this is going as smoothly as possible, the process for getting contracts out and for having the work done, but also trying to not inconvenience our customers if that's at all possible. And everybody will be happy when it's over. And then the final thing, because I can't keep track of what days are what, I don't believe that we've had a board meeting since Memorial Day. We had a very nice exhibition out at the Tollway Plazas for the veterans who had been killed in the line of duty. The governor came out. The Tollway, as usual, did a great job of having this entire exhibition there, and it's now been rotating around throughout the Tollway Plazas. And our partners also who manage the tollways did a great job. And I want to call out to Captain Perez that I, of course, was running late, so I called your dispatcher and said, can you call the troopers who are on the tollway to talk to the troopers who are on the security detail with the governor to tell them to go ahead and start. I'm running late. And it was like clockwork. It was as if you had rehearsed it. So I want to thank you for the efficiency of that and apologize, but I could somebody in the position of having to say that I was
but late. You weren't asking for any special consent
at the
meeting.
Absolutely not. I was going right on the speed limit, swearing under my breath as I was doing so. So thank you very much. So now we'll turn it over to the Executive Director for speaking.
Great, thank you. It feels like a long time since I've been at one of these board meetings. So thank you very much. A couple of kind of housekeeping things before we get into some presentations. I wanted to welcome and introduce Prasad Aluvili. I hope I haven't slaughtered the pronunciation of your last name. Prasad is a new hire for us. One of our top goals that we set for the agency was the implementation of an ERP system, if you recall. We've been talking about this for some time, you know, an integrated system that can kind of seamlessly handle the day-to-day operations, integrating our financial system and back office system, accounting system, procurement system, so that we don't have such manual processes. Every year when we have audit findings, it's often tied back to the fact that we have very old computer systems here and our processes are very manual, and so errors will happen in those cases. So Prasad is joining us to head up our effort to implement that new ERP system. He brings more than 17 years of IT consulting services experience to the tollway, and specifically has worked on major ERP implementations for other agencies and entities. So we're very happy to have him. We're thrilled that we were able to attract him to the tollway. Hopefully that says good things about us because he's very talented, and we're just, again, thrilled to have him here. He's also, again, worked on major implementations in some of those public sector implementations, included positions with the Chicago Police Department and Illinois State Police, actually. So, again, an engineering degree from Michigan State, for those of you who like to keep track of how many we have from various engineering schools. So we thank you very much for joining us, and hopefully you will be smiling 6 months from now about your position here.
Particularly when you talk to the auditors.
Right, right.
Thank you, Christiana. I just want to take 30 seconds to just...
Sure, absolutely.
I'm delighted to be part of the extended family at Tobin, and I'm looking forward to working under your leadership. Distinguished board chair and members of the board, and Christy and Mike. Thank you very much.
Great, thank you. I'd like to talk a little bit now about our Illinois Traffic Safety Challenge. Congratulations are in order for District 15, as always, for taking place in the 2012-2013 Illinois Traffic Safety Challenge in the Illinois State Police category. There's an award, I think, that's been given that recognizes the best overall traffic safety programs in the state. The annual challenge is coordinated by the Illinois Chief of Police Association Traffic Committee. It is designed to challenge state, county, and local law enforcement agencies to tackle traffic safety problems in their jurisdiction in unique ways. And the awards luncheon will be held August 21st at Tinley Park Convention Center. Congratulations, I think we won an award again this year.
We were first place this year, yes.
Yep, so very good. Nice right. Job. And if that award was not enough proof, we know that our District 15 troopers are among the best in the field of law enforcement and, courageous and dependable and really great partners for us here at the Tollway. And more often than many of us realize, they go beyond the call of duty. And a good example of that is Trooper Adam Mikleszewski. Thank you very much. I have cheated and had the phonetic spelling here. I know, I'm an honest person in my core. But he's here with us today. You see him standing there. Together with his wife and friends, the trooper organized a relief effort for victims of the deadly tornado that touched down in Moore, Oklahoma on May 20th. Originally, they planned to transport donated items in a van, but then students from Hinsdale Middle School got involved, and the school principal reached out to families from within the community, and the response was phenomenal. They filled the cafeteria with supplies, so they needed more than a van, I think, to get things down there, and we're very grateful for that kind of community involvement going above and beyond just the call of duty within what you're asked to do for the tollway, but you're really engaged in the community and helping people from so far away. So if anybody is interested, donations can still be made to help people in Oklahoma. The City of Moore has a section on its website at www.cityofmoore.com for tornado relief. Monetary donations can be made to the United Way of Central Oklahoma, American Red Cross, Salvation Army, or any of the links listed on the city's website. Thank you very much again for your leadership in that. I don't know if either of you wanted to say a few words, but you know, we wanted to recognize that going above and beyond your responsibilities here at the tollway. That was a tremendous effort. Thank you.
Well, I will add that I know Adam is extremely embarrassed to be here. This was not something that he actually he had planned to do for any recognition, which of course that's the best kind of help for anybody does, and he's just an example of what we all like to think what's going on in all our agencies. So my personal congratulations and thanks again to Adam for taking such an effort, and it just exploded. He just asked for a couple donations from the troopers, and they've seen now semis full of things going down there. And just a kind thought has turned into a great deed. So my personal thanks to Adam as well. So thanks to all the team. I do have something for Adam as well. This started out as a military tradition, but we've carried it into law enforcement the past several years. We issue what's called challenge coins for good deeds or for spirit of cooperation. And here at the district, I have my own District 15 Commander's Challenge Coin that I work for excellence. I have one of those for Adam today.
A little reluctant to come. We appreciate that Captain Perez ordered you to show up, but we didn't
obey
the order. But thank you very much.
He's anxious to sit down. Some more news that involves District 15 and some of our tollway employees we want to share with you. I guess you'd call it interesting news. Certainly very interesting. Formally recognizing some members of our staff and again the District 15 troopers for their cooperation. Really, it's an unusual incident on the tollway, but I think speaks to how important it is for people to really be paying attention while they're working. And this incident occurred in January along the Tri-State Tollway near Gurnee. For two consecutive shifts, staff at toll plazas along the northern Tri-State had been marking bills as potentially counterfeit. They notified toll plazas upstream and downstream of a driver suspected of attempting to pass counterfeit currency at toll booths. After the suspected driver attempted to take back a $10 bill from a toll collector who was about to mark it as counterfeit, the plaza supervisor called District 15 and provided a description of the suspected driver and vehicle. Within minutes, the troopers were dispatched to the toll plaza in an attempt to apprehend the suspected driver. Together, these dedicated professionals were able to get three suspected criminals, you always have to say suspected, thousands of dollars of fake currency, a loaded weapon, and drugs off our streets and out of the tollway system. All because, again, they were paying attention. And now, Toll Operations Chief Jeff Redding and Captain Perez are going to say a few words recognizing these individuals. Jeff?
Thank you, Christy. As Christy said, several months ago, we had an incident involving toll collectors and state police. We try to work in concert with state police as much as possible. and we've been working with them to mitigate counterfeit bills on our system. We have a really small, a really small amount on our system because of the work that we do with state police. The fact is we have protocols set up where certain bills that come through our system are checked through the use of counterfeit pins, and some of our more tenured toll collectors know how to spot a counterfeit bill through using other processes to determine whether they're true bills or not. In this particular case, what our toll collectors and supervisors did was an excellent job in terms of determining the bills, communicating with each other up and downstream to make sure that the process worked. And I thank you, Christy, for lionizing these toll collectors. I'm always happy to talk about positive things. And in this case, I want to thank you guys for doing a great job. And Captain Perez is going to talk a little bit more about the arrest.
Well, good morning again. Before I forget, Christy, welcome back. Thanks, Jeff. You know, one of the things that Jeff mentioned, that they have several techniques, and this was a unique situation. One of their techniques was that when they take the bill, they can feel that it's fake. So that's just not, it wasn't a technical thing. It's the kind of experience and the care of what they're doing that they're taking in their job that they could actually notice that when they took that feel of that bill. So impressive. We're extremely pleased with the results of what happened here. Ultimately, one of our troopers arrested three subjects, as Christy said, who had $4,250 in fake currency, as well as a loaded firearm that was illegally held, and 2 pounds of marijuana. These safeguards are not just important for the financial aspects of the toll, we keep the counterfeit money from coming in. They're critical to maintaining the business systems here and safety overall. And we're proud to be part of this cooperative effort because we don't want to be just a traffic unit on the tollway. We feel important that we're the security and integrity of the entire tollway system is our job. So because of the toll operator's actions, District 15 troopers were quickly able to respond and apprehend the subjects thanks to the vigilant efforts of these collectors. I'd like to take time to recognize we have Trooper Ken Benson. Ken, come on up. Ken's the actual officer who stopped the vehicle by himself, I might add. Three offenders inside her, took the loaded gun. We have, well, I hope I don't, Christy cheated with the names. Officer Supervisor Pam Molson. We have toll collector Leonard Johnson. We have Plaza Supervisor Tom Navratil. And we also want to recognize Senior Toll Collector Millie Trobobic, who could not be here today. So these were the very good.
By a truck that had its bed in the upright position, which of course